You're listening to Real World News. Forests and biodiversity.
Argentinian President Cristina Fernandez decided this week to end with the uncertainty surrounding Law 26331, which rules on the environmental protection of native forests. This regulation, popularly known as the Forest Bill, had been passed by the Parliament 14 months ago, but couldn't be enforced until the executive branch issued a decree. The Forest Bill had been passed by Congress after a huge campaign to collect signatures, supported by over 1.5 million Argentinian people. In order for the president to approve the bill, another campaign was carried out in which people sent emails and phoned the presidential building, but it was a landslide which impacted Tartagal in Salta province, what finally convinced Cristina Fernandez. In Tartagal, hundreds of houses were swept by mud, causing a catastrophe which affected thousands of people. Environmentalist organizations denounced that this event was deeply linked to the cutting of trees in Salta. As the opposers to native forest logging state, deforestation is closely linked to soy monoculture plantations, which is expanding in an alarming way in Argentina. With Fernandez's decision, the law will be enforced, which means that provinces are not allowed to issue permits for cutting trees until an assessment of their forest is carried out, which should take into account environmental criteria and conservation categories, which aim at preserving territories used by native and peasant communities. Moreover, the regulation establishes mechanisms to respect the opinion of the communities to authorize logging, and environmental impact assessments are demanded. Today, another important event will take place related to logging, since a legal hearing called by the country's Supreme Court of Justice will take place, in which the indigenous and peasant communities of Salta's northern region will demand a halt to logging in their territories.
You're listening to Real World News.